A62. Number 10A.
Go on with our exercise on B3 of an idea reflecting all the other synonymous terms. And we just do this exercise to get into the flow and get some kind of mastery over the subject. We're discussing system, and we had the system of principle. What about the system of life? When would we use the system of life? Yeah?
To counteract the belief in an organic life support system.
Absolutely, yeah. If you have the counterfeit of life as organic life, as biological life, and therefore the whole question of ecological life actually today, you see, that it is a belief that organic life and must be concentrated into a system for the surrounding world, for the ecological world. So that's a very delicate system of biological life. And in order to counteract that, if that would be under consideration, we would say, well, but there is a system of divine life. That divine life with capital L has a complete system in which to work in all individual ways according to a system that is operating harmoniously, and where therefore the ecological question would not come up. It would be taken care of by the system of life. So this again is a very practical and actual question in the world today, and so we see that we are studying here really fundamental world questions. Yes. Then we come to the system of truth, a combination one does hardly hear of. What you feel would be the application of the system of truth? When would that be necessary? Yes, it's a difficult one. So just think a bit about it, and then we start again. Okay? Yes?
Just being in counteracting the belief in materially scientific truths.
Yes?
They're all around us in terms of, physics relates to matter, but and the more abstract elements that it removes itself from matter, and there are things that are expressed in that that are considered to be true.
Yes. And then you would counteract that with the system of truth. Yes. Yeah. Don't we very often speak about erroneous systems? In a general way? Huh? Very much so. Huh? And therefore, any erroneous system you would be counteracting with the system of truth, quite naturally. And under this erroneous system, we could summarize all kinds of systems that, from our point of view, would not be true systems, but erroneous systems, and therefore, say, religious system, the system of theology, the system of doctrines, that or the system of how, say, a ritual is run, a church system is run, see, all that would be under that false concept of a system, because they are actually not system. They are doctrines, they are human machinations, and things like that.
Could you also put into this category structures? Because structures usually define something which self-operative mechanism which always expresses itself in different shapes and forms.
Yes, but what you ask is instead of system, we could use structure. Huh? Yes, sure, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes?
Could you say, are there remedial systems?
Remedial systems, huh? Yes, you see, this would be one of these erroneous systems, a remedial system of medicine, yes, of all kinds of things, we would call them wrong systems. We even would call, say, the system of argumentation a wrong system, and we'll correct it with the system of truth. I remember that only a short while ago, one of the very high officials in the church were writing a big article on the system of healing, and all what she was presenting was a system of argumentation, nothing else. Therefore, you could see this would be such a kind of system that we say, well, this is a system of argumentation, and therefore it's a wrong system, and from the point of view of science, and we would see that the system of truth would be something very different. Yeah?
This is a little far field, but in mathematics today, one of the big fields is multi-value logic, which really says instead of something being true or false, it can be a little bit true when, from the segment from 0 to 1, 0 would be absolutely false, 1 would be absolutely true, and 7/8 would be mostly true and part false, and it's an incredible kind of thing, and it's even used to program some types of computers today, but it's a mind-boggling thing to make any sense of it.
Yeah, yeah. But they would call it a system, huh?
That's
just
right.
The same.
It's a
system, huh? Yeah.
Then could you put erroneous educational systems?
Also that, huh? Yeah, yeah.
Educational systems.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, yeah. All right, we see that these applications would be quite very manifold. What about the system of love? That sounds rather strange. Yes, the system of love. That seems to be a bit way off. Yeah.
Well, that love has to be earned, or that it's exhaustible.
Yes.
It's transitory.
Yes. Fred, could you help me if I repeated what you said?
An exhaustible
system, huh? There are many systems that exhaust themselves, huh? Yes, that run out, huh? Many systems that run out, which are not inexhaustible, yes? Systems that deplete themselves, whereas love is superabundance and perfection, and so it's a system that never runs out. Huh? It is always at the point of superabundant being, yes? And I think this is very important to see, yeah? So we have got a very good one here.
What about the welfare system?
What about the welfare system, yeah? That runs out too. It depletes itself, or?
Yes, it's also designed to nurture.
Yeah.
In a very exhausting
yes.
Way.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. In that way, to nurture, to help, to meet the needs, and so on. Yes. Yeah. 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 So the system of love would be to show how not to get into the need. Yeah.
Or that there's no system of universal planning.
Yes.
Planning.
Yes. Absolutely. Huh? Yes. Yeah. So, let's go to life and take from life any idea. Which one would you like to take from life? A nice one. Individuality. Huh? Individuality is usually something that appeals to each one of us because each one of us somehow has to work out his unique individuality, his unique contribution to the whole. And so we can see that really our individuality is that which has to do with our being. It's an idea of life. Now, in order to see that individuality is manifold, what would be the individuality of mind? What would that be, the fact about what? The individuality of mind. Yes? What do you feel? It's the individual. Yes, Frankie?
We think, counteract the belief of minds many.
Of minds many? That everybody has a different mind. Huh? That's his way of thinking. Huh? That's his individuality of thinking, of looking at things. Huh? Isn't that a good thing?
No, because in divine mind there is only one mind.
There's only one mind, huh? That's quite a big point, because most would feel that this is a high sense of positive individuality, if everybody can think the way he wants to think, and that he has the right to think the way he thinks, and to my opinion this is so and so, and as I look at it, it is so and so. Yeah. So it's the individuality of the human mind which is actually not something positive, and we have to see that it is the divine mind's individuality that has to be brought out. Actually, in the divine mind's individuality, naturally we have a lot of diversified ideas, huh? But they are all subservient to mind and not to the human attitude, the way the human mind operates and believes. Yes, so it's still individual, but the individuality of mind gives to each one from mind his vision. That would be an individuality, gives to each one a divine vision, a divine insight. Yes? Isn't that a big thing, huh? So we have to clearly distinguish between that wrong sense of individual thinking, which is negative, which is just giving, just mortal mind let loose, human mind let loose, opinions let loose, whereas the individuality of mind, we are bound to the one mind, and yet that one mind expresses itself in infinite variety of thought, of concept, of vision, of inspiration, of revelation, and so on. I always say, and so on, if I don't know anything more, you know. it's a trick.
Cool,
yeah. When would we use the individuality of spirit? Yes? What do you feel? Yes, please?
In spirit, there is not a duality of power. The power is in spirit.
Only
individual, there's only one individuality. So it would be that
individual
power and individuality
would not be dual. Mm-hmm. I couldn't quite get what power had to do within it, but
the
now it's the strength of spirit, that's the power of mind. But the strength of spirit, you will get used to the synonymous term as you go on. But there is something very good in what you wanted to bring out with spirit, that you said it is not dual, huh? It is not dualistic, so that really an individuality in the human or in the mortal that is wavering, that is that is constantly shifting from one to the other, huh? And where you never know where you are, which has therefore not made a clear-cut distinction and has taken side with one a way of well, one nature of individuality. There you would perhaps say, well, in the individuality of spirit, there is no dualistic sense of individuality. Your individuality is not what you call that, schizophrenic, huh? Yeah, it's not separated constantly, huh? Yes. I guess that schizophrenia has a lot to do with spirit, you see, because it's constantly vacillating between two extremes. You say vacillating? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. That's a good chance I had. Yeah.
I was thinking human nature, which covers all these
absolutely
varieties, but
absolutely
the human nature is what is opposed to the individuality of life.
Yes. If you take spirit as the true nature of man, the true nature of man, then one sees that usually our so-called individuality is molded by a human nature. Whatever has happened, say, in our environment, in our youth, perhaps even through heredity laws, all that has been molding perhaps our human nature, and then we say, well, that's my individuality, that's how I am, and feel that our individuality is molded and formed by human qualities, material qualities perhaps, and this there we would feel, oh no, I must free myself. I must see that my individuality is completely of the one nature of spirit, that only spiritual ideas constitute my individuality and nothing else. So there I would at once work with individuality of spirit so that material affection, material influences, material factors, elements have no say in it, cannot stand in the way of my true individuality. There I would work certainly with individuality of spirit and not with individuality of life, because I would have to free myself from a human nature. Yes.
How are so many beliefs that are attributed to birth, the environment, or other?
Absolutely, yes. So that's a good point. How would we look at the individuality of soul? Yes. Who wants to have a go at it? Individuality of soul.
It was counteract the belief of a group. I didn't see so many people are like sheep and just follow the group. Seem to have lost their identity.
Have lost their identity? Uh-huh.
The individuality, I meant.
Yes. What would be soul in it?
The identity of the individual. The
identity of the individual, yes. Uh-huh.
Versus the group.
Yeah.
A group following.
All right. You can say
yes.
Loss of individuality. Huh? Oh, it's a great point. Huh? Mm-hmm. It seems as, especially among the young people, I hear that more and more they all speak about finding their true individuality, something which we didn't know. I never heard that in my youth, you know. It's quite interesting somehow to see what kind of problem come in every stage of development, and the young people seem to seek their individuality because they say, I have no individuality, or I have lost my individuality, or I have not found it, my individuality. In other words, they can't see what their individuality is, the identity of their individuality, yes. And therefore we could see, well, soul defines everything. So soul defines also our individuality. Huh? Yeah, please.
Well,
How about the general question of race that's so prevalent in the world today?
Yes.
Do you use souls?
Yes.
Do you deal with that?
Absolutely, yes. 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 The gender of soul, huh? That there is only one gender, and that is soul, that there are not many genders. Huh? That's a very good point, huh? That we attribute to every race a different individuality, and perhaps even evaluate it higher or lower. The same is with race, is with nations. Huh? One just evaluates certain nations as... undeveloped, huh? Some nations are a bit more developed, huh? Or when attributes to certain nations like the Swiss certain qualities, and perhaps to the French other qualities, this is all life, soul. Huh? Not to give, not to accept the perfect individuality of everyone. Huh? Therefore, to see that everyone has its own identity, and in that identity he is always completely individual.
Just a question. Do you denounce nationality as a counterfeit assault?
Not so much nationality as all these genders. Huh? Yeah. The gender of belonging to a race, the gender of belonging to a religion, the gender of belonging to a nation.
You're saying male and female gender too? You include
male and female gender too. Huh?
As a counterfeit of soul.
Yeah. As a counterfeit of gender, huh? Of wrong gender.
Which is an idea of soul.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Would we also use this in connection with the organization?
I can't quite see just at this moment what it could have to do. Huh? We still speak about the dominant tone of individuality. And we're wondering what has individuality to do with soul, when would we need the individuality of soul. I can't quite see it at the moment how it could apply. But it certainly would apply to all the other things that we feel, that there are many genders. Huh? Gender is usually the counterfeit of soul, of wrong identity.
I'm thinking, I guess, obviously about the Church, which is trying to insert its individuality, when really the work has to be done by each individual, and not by the organization as an entity.
Well, I think there I would rather see it as the individuality of principle, huh? Because it's a question of principle and the authority of principle, huh? And therefore exerting authority over an individuality, and therefore corrupting an individuality through wrong authority. Yes.
Today it seems as though there's so many ways in which the term mass is moved, like mass production or mass movements, or as though the many things are identified by the fact that they seem to be including a lot of people who all look alike, or dress alike, and think alike. But there again, if this whole sense of mass, the way it's used, is just wiping out the individuality.
Yes.
They're classified as a mass.
Yes. Well, that would be the counterfeit of individuality per se. Mm-hmm. Mass.
Well, I guess it would.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the counterfeit of individuality. You can have, as a counterfeit of individuality, idiosyncrasies. Hmm? But you can also have, as a counterfeit of individuality, the ego, egalization. Do you say that? Egalization, to make everything equal. Equalization. Yeah, so that is French, sorry. The equalization, huh, of everybody. Huh? That's a counterfeit just of life. Huh? Yes.
Well,
Somebody wants to say something.
They could use done most of that by saying that the individuality of the soul counteracts the any assessment of individuality through the five senses or through sense testimony.
You can say that too, yes, yes, yes. Say the moment you would have a feeling what is happening in practice, that you feel that the individuality of somebody is really defined or is formed by the senses, clinging to the senses, by only believing what the senses tell us, by only being sense-bound, then naturally we would try to free himself from that through the individuality that exists in soul. Yeah, in spiritual sense. All right. Did we finish that one about the individuality of soul? Mm-hmm. Shall we come to the next one? To individuality of principle.
But here is a program that has no individuality of its own. It borrows from here, it borrows from there. There is nothing that sets it apart as an individualistical program.
Yeah. Yeah. You mean program, any kind of program?
Any kind of a program.
Not only the...
It's kind of a system that is set forth.
Yes.
Even a government that is set forth.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
There's no individuality, it borrows from everywhere.
Mm-hmm. What then would be the individuality of principle? What would we understand under individuality of principle? That's not so easy, this one. Huh? Yes? It would naturally mean the individuality of principle, that it is that people, persons, have actually no individuality. Huh? No true individuality, because that's a great point, that each one wants to have its own individuality and feels that that is a personal individuality. Whereas the great point is that we submit ourselves to the workings of principle and feel only if we are obedient to principle and submit ourselves to the ever operation of principle, that only then our individuality can be brought out. So that the individuality of principle is that which will correct our personal sense of being individual. We say so quickly, that's quite an individual there, huh? And if we talk about somebody, meaning he's quite unique. But it's a negative sense, actually. Yeah?
Personality,
yes. Personality naturally is personal individuality. Huh? Yes. That's just in one term, yeah. Yes.
What about personal ego?
A personal ego is also, yes, a false sense of individuality. Yes? Yeah? Yeah?
Character.
Yes, 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 yes. That's good. All right. So that would be individuality as principle. We come to life. Well, here naturally we have it, huh? The individuality of life is the intrinsic sense. By the way, what actually would be individuality as a intrinsic idea of life? What does it really mean? Why is individuality an idea of life? That has always been puzzling the student.